If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. And the Bible says, "An angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit saith unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of Scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so openeth he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Amen. I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help. Now, we've been preaching on being a good witness and being soul winners in the world, going into highways and the hedges and compelling folks to come in that God's house might be full. We've got to get outside of these walls. We come to God's house to worship, amen, in spirit and in truth. We come here to be fed of the good manifest blessings of God, but we go in the highways and the hedges to compel folks to get in. Amen. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about seeing them saved by the marvelous work of God. Amen. As we look at this tonight, I'd like to continue that thought just a little bit. If God will be my help. And I want to preach tonight a minute on this thought. If God will be my help. A hitchhiking helper this evening. As we look at this thing, and this, we see this man, and the Bible tells us that it was an Ethiopian eunuch of the authority of Candace, and he had come to Jerusalem for the worship. He come to Jerusalem to worship. He said, the Bible says, for to worship. Now, what was he worshiping? I don't know what he don't say what he's worshiping, and I just don't know for a fact if he knew what he came to worship, amen, at this point, because he didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, hadn't accepted him, amen, hadn't accepted the good word of God, but he come for to worship. I want to say there's a whole lot of people tonight that's looking for something, and there's a whole lot of people tonight that's a worshiping something. It may be that sometimes I believe they don't even know what they're worshiping. But the people are worshiping something. But this man came, and he came to worship, and he went away just like he came. I'm afraid there's a lot of people tonight are coming to worship, and they're going away just like they came. They're going away unchanged. I would hope that we would never come to worship and go away unchanged. I would hope we would come, pray God, with just a little bit of touch and unction of God on our life that would change us just a little bit. Amen. It ought to be our heart's desire every time we come to the house of God to get just a little close, to get just a little nugget from God. And pray God, I believe if we come looking, pray seeking, that we'll find, because God promised that we would. Amen. So I believe this fella come looking to find, and he didn't find nothing. Amen. Amen. So we see what takes place. This man came looking. He went away unchanged. He never found nothing to look at, but praise God, he didn't give up. Amen. He wasn't satisfied with what he got, and so he kept looking. Amen. I thank God for those today that'll just keep a looking. I thank God for folks that don't give up, praise God, because God's got something special for those that'll keep pressing on. Amen. He says he's got something to do. And boy, this ought to be an example tonight, ought to be a challenge to us tonight, praise God, just to keep pressing on, looking for a little more. Amen. Even when things seem like things ain't going too good, praise God, just keep a looking for a little more. Yeah. Amen. Looking, expect until we find. So we see this man. He refused to be unchanged. He refused to go away, praise God. I believe he didn't want to go back to Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, and say, you know what, I went up there and I didn't get nothing. Amen. Hey, listen, I ain't going to go to the house of God and go away and say I didn't get nothing. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to get dig in there. Praise God. I'm going to sink my feet in. Glory God. And I'm going to get something from God. Because I come, praise God, expecting to get something from God. Amen. Praise God. He dug in. He's a looking, expecting to get something from God. So he went away. Praise the Lord. And we see the setting of the text here. We see this Ethiopian as he travels, as he's heading back home. He had been up and he had attended the Passover. Amen. He had went to the church service, but when he leaves, Brother Rex, he leaves empty. He leaves with an empty feeling. He leaves like a feeling like he didn't get anything. Amen. Have you ever been there? You know what happens? A lot of times we come into the house of God, we come in with the wrong attitude. Amen. We done had a fight with mama and the kids in the parking lot and they're on the ride up, and by the time we get here, we're discouraged and we come in with a bad attitude. And we come in, we sit there, and we leave, and we don't even remember the service. I tell you what we used to do. Amen. If we got into some kind of confrontation, trying to get the children up and get everybody ready and get to church, pray God, we'd stop in the parking lot and say, all right, we're going to leave this right here. Amen. We're going to go and worship the Lord. Amen. So you leave all that mess out there in the parking lot. Amen. You say, glory be God, we're looking in here. We're going in here to see the Lord. Amen. We're going in here to get some help. So this fellow leaves. He leaves empty. Praise God. He didn't get it. And he begins to cross the desert. Now, if he's any place he needed something, praise God, to help him along, it's when he was heading out into the desert. If we ain't very careful, praise God, we'll get dissuaded and we'll get discouraged. Amen. Praise God. Even at the house of God. And we get out in the desert. Praise God. And we don't have nothing to go on. We're running on empty. They're kind of like a camel with no hump. Amen. But praise God, there's a good God of glory that wants to bless on prayer, and he'll meet us even out in the desert. We see the story here that he didn't get nothing up there at the meeting. But praise God, I believe when he headed out of there, he got him. Hey, maybe they was one of them little old tracks laying on the table. Amen. Hey, he didn't get nothing out of me. They wasn't nothing said it touched his heart. But praise God, there was a tract. There was a piece of a gospel laying there on the table. Praise God, and he picked it up on his way out. And as he got going down the road, had his chariot driver. And he was sitting there in a chariot. And he got to thinking about that piece of writing. Amen. And he reached, he got it, he opened her up. He got to reading, praise God. And he got the word of God. And he began to look at it. And it began to speak to his heart. God began to stir down in his soul. Amen. Ain't it amazing what God can do? Amen. And then God stirred this man named Philip. Now Philip was a man of God. He's over here, praise God. And he was having a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. He's in the spirit of revival. God spoke to his heart. He said, hey, Philip, I need you to break off from here. I need you to go down there in the desert. I said, there's a fella down there needs you. Amen. So Philip, he takes off. And because the Lord told him, he said, down there in the desert, there's a seeking sinner. Amen. Amen. Not a stinking sinner, but a seeking sinner. He says, there's a seeking sinner down there that's a needing some information. He's needing just a little unction, praise God. So Philip takes off. He leaves out, you know the story. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 5 and through 8, it talks about that revival he's in. And praise God, he said, you know what? He said, there's a fella there. Now you could just imagine Philip's mind. He said, you know, I'm here in a Holy Ghost revival. And God, he said, fellas, you're going to have to carry on by yourself. God done told me go down there. He said, there's somebody down there in the desert that needs some help. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad you got a God that'll send you help even in the desert? Amen. Praise the Lord. So old Philip loads up, praise God. And before they can even ask questions, praise God, old Philip's gone. Amen. He's following the Lord. So God here, he meets with this seeking sinner down here in the desert. Amen. And he begins to show him some things, and he begins to search his heart. Amen. He begins to try to figure out where he's at. And he begins to try to figure out where God's at. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I know where he's at tonight. Amen. Praise God. He's setting up on high, glory be God, to make intercession for me and you, sitting at the right hand of the Father, amen, who is all power tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see him sitting here. Amen. So he left the church service. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he heads down to that one that's searching, and he finds him down there, praise God, in the right place. He's in the Word of God. I tell you, if you're going to find somebody that's seeking and searching, praise God, it's good when you find them in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Boy, I love it when somebody calls me up and say, "Preacher, need you to come over here." He said, "My love, they've been reading the Bible. They was at church today, praise God. Holy Ghost of God's dealing with their heart." Amen. Had that opportunity last Wednesday night. I left here and I was on my way home, praise God, and my brother-in-law called me, said, well, he texted me. I got down here where I got the text, and he said, "Can you come by the house on the way home?" I didn't know what he wanted, so I texted him back. I said, "Sure." Amen. So I got on that, and I went over there, got over to the house, and he met me on the porch. He said, hey, I said, "What's going on, buddy?" He said, "Hey, got a young lady in here. She wants to be saved." Amen. Said she's been down the house. God's dealing with her heart. Amen. Been dealing with her heart since last Sunday. She needs to be saved. So he got to go in there and take the Word of God. Amen. And lead her to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. She accepted the Lord. She was in the right place to get help. Amen. She is in the right place. She is in the right situation to get help from the Lord. So we see God. He sends this seeking sinners out here in the desert. And he sends Philip down to where he's at, amen. So Philip runs down there to it, and about the time he gets there, he runs upon this thing, and he hears the Ethiopian eunuch reading. And he said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" So Philip don't mess around. He gets right to the heart of the matter. Amen. I want to say, hey, praise God, when somebody's a seeking, praise God, we need to get right to the heart of the matter. Don't spend no time making small talk. Amen. Nothing to distract them from their mindset. Because they say, hey, listen, there's a bigger force than me and you are working inside of them. They something, praise God, trying to show them an almighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Do you understand what you're looking for?" Amen. "Do you understand what you're reading?" He had question. He brought the question right down to where he was. He said, "You are reading it." He said, "You've been up there to worship." He said, "You're reading the Word. Do you understand what you're reading?" He said, "How can I, since some man should guide me?" Amen. He said, "I need a little bit of strength." He said, "I don't understand." Amen. But they don't realize, praise God, when Philip asked that, Philip, it was a question that was an offering help. Amen. So the Bible tells us that Ethiopian eunuch told Philip, he said, "Hey, just hop up in here with me." Amen. See, Philip was that hitchhiking helper, praise God. He had done been from one place to another. Glory be to God, he jumped up in that chair and he began to expound the things of God. Now notice the type of person Philip was. Oh, Philip was, if you look back over in chapter 6, verse 5, it said he was one of them deacons. Amen. One of the first deacons. He was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He was plumb overflowing with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. He loved the Lord, praise God, and he was seeking the Lord. Amen. And notice his ministry. It's not just limited to the church house. Amen. He had an outreach program going on. Persecution had come down to the church house through old Saul of Tarsus. Amen. I would say persecution, amen, it's coming. Amen. The whole world would like nothing better than to shut the house of God down. We're living in a wicked world, praise God. They don't care nothing about me and you. Amen. They hate it, but they hated Jesus without a cause. Amen. But we see him, he's there and he leaves out and he goes to minister for Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He reaches outside of the church walls. Amen. He takes it on the road. Amen. He gets himself into the job of soul winning. Amen. He becomes a hitchhiking helper, a soul winner, praise God, for Lord Jesus Christ. He gives himself to soul winning. Amen. He makes it a top priority. Seeing old sinners saved, praise God. Carrying the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and telling old sinners about Jesus. Helping old sinners, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Helping those seeking sinners, praise God, to the Lord Jesus, amen. Showing them, praise God, how great and mighty He is and what He has for them. Amen. So we see this old hitchhiking helper, praise God. He's on there with old Ethiopian eunuch, praise the Lord, they're going down the road. Amen. And the Lord Jesus, He begins to speak to this man's heart. He begins to minister to him and through him. And we begin to see Him begin to work in him. Amen. And He begins to take that Word of God. I want to say there's nothing better than the Word of God. There's nothing like this blessed old book to touch our hearts and to envelop us, praise God, and just draw us up, amen, and just show us how much God loves us. Amen. There's nothing like, and we forsake it so many times. We don't read it like we ought. We don't study it like we ought. We don't meditate on it hardly at all. Amen. But it's a book that'll speak to our hearts. Amen. It's about all the prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen. The anointed one of God and how He came, praise God, to be a help to me and you. So this hitchhiking helper, praise God, he begins to say, he said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, well, I can't accept. He said, if you'll show me, praise God, I'd like to understand. You know what I believe? I believe there's a whole lot of people in the world today that'd like to understand the Word of God. They'd like to understand the love of God. They'd like to understand salvation. They'd like to understand, praise God, that eternal life that we'll have one day. They'd like to understand it. But they don't. They need somebody to guide them. They need somebody to come alongside them, praise God, and point them the way. Amen. We try to make it so difficult. But it's not really that difficult. Amen. Just keep pointing them to Jesus. Help them to focus, praise God, on that that's right. We see that he told him, he said it takes him back to the text, to the word that he's reading. And he said he preaches there to him about a lamb that was slain from the foundations of the world. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, amen, He was that lamb. Amen. He takes him back to that, how He humbled Himself. And He became meek, praise God, as a lamb dumb before the shearers. Amen. He said, this is the one, praise God. He said, is he talking about himself or is he talking about another? He says, praise God, there is no other. He said, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's that promise from the beginning. He said, it's the one that we've all been looking for. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. He said, it's the one that we're all excited about. Praise God. And he came, glory to God. Amen. He made his presence known. Amen. He feels that word. Never, ever, essence and fiber is being. Amen. And when he feels the word, praise God, fulfills the word, praise God, he feels that troubled heart. Amen. He takes his place in that heart. Amen. He moves in, glory be to God, and he gets rid of the trash and the garbage out of our life, and he takes his place there, his rightful place in the hearts and the mind of his people. Amen. I tell you what, there's nothing like having Jesus move in there and fill up that void. There's nothing like having the Lord Jesus Christ just to come in, praise God, and make Himself so real in your life that everywhere you go, there He is. You can't do anything without thinking about Him. I mean, He's just there. You get to work. I don't know about you, I used to have a lot of things I had to do that was repetitious. In other words, you didn't really have to think about them. You did them, praise God, without thinking. And boy, I tell you, I'd get that, Brother David, I'd get that back there and I'd get to doing those repetitious things. Some of these things that you have to do every week or maybe every day, praise God. And I didn't have to think about it. I just did it. And glory be God, I'd get to meditating and thinking on my Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, He'd begin to overflow me. Hey, glory God. And some of them guys would come around a machine or something. I'd be tears are rolling down my face. Glory be to God. And I have glory. Hey, praise the Lord. Amen. I was excited and say, son, are you all right? I said, hey, I've never been better. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, because there's something filled to come in, praise God, and fill that void that used to be there. Said there's an excitement, praise God. Amen. Kind of like when that hitchhiking helper comes along. Amen. Praise God, he just comes on board, glory to God. When you open the door and let him in, glory to God, he comes in and he sucks with you. He takes his, hey, he just rides with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see this old Ethiopian eunuch, praise God, he's getting excited about the good things of God. He said, this is the one that we've been talking about. He said, this is the Lord. This is the Messiah of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, oh man. He said, yeah. He said, this is the Lord Jesus Christ that we're talking about. Amen. That old Ethiopian eunuch, he's just sucking that up. He's taking that in. Amen. I love it when you get to telling somebody about Jesus. You get to showing them, amen, and you can just see the enlightenment in their eyes as they begin to take it in, and they begin to believe it, and they begin to see it for the first time, and it begins to come real in their lives. Amen. I mean, it becomes real, praise God. They get a hold of it. Amen. I believe old Philip, that hitchhiking helper, praise God, he was in there and he was a telling, he's a preacher. Bible said he preached to him Jesus. Amen. He just began to expound about the Lord Jesus Christ and how good and merciful and how loving and kind, praise God, how he died for old sinners so that old sinners don't have to die and go to hell. Amen. Now imagine this old hitchhiking as a helper, praise God, come all the way out there in the desert. That's where he found him at. That's where the Lord had sent him out in the desert. I want to say, praise God, if you're in the desert, praise God, and you're the only one, seem like you're the only one out there and you're all by yourself, praise God, I want to say the Holy Ghost of God knows right where you're at. Amen. And he'll send that hitchhiking helper, praise God, just to step and slide in there beside you, praise God, and help you the rest of the way. Yeah. Amen. The Bible tells us there, old Ethiopian eunuch, praise God, he heard it and he accepted it. And he said, hey, he said, there's water. What does hinder me to be baptized? I want to say, praise God, when an old seeking sinner, praise God, finds the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, they want to get in all the way. Amen. Praise God. I worry about folks. Praise God. They come and they make a little profession and they get up blowing their bubble gum and they never want to do nothing for God. Amen. It kind of concerns me. Because I believe, praise God, when you get God in you, when you get God on you, praise God, I believe you want to do something for the Lord. Amen. I believe you want to take, I believe you, praise God, you don't want to get out. I believe you want to get in. Amen. Hey, listen, since I got saved, since I got born again, since I dedicated myself to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, I ain't ever wanted to get out. Amen, I like to get in. Amen, I like meetings on Sunday. I like Sunday morning. I like Sunday night. I like Wednesday night. I like revivals, praise God. I like Holy Ghost-filled singings, amen. Hey, praise, why? Because I got saved. I got Jesus in my heart, praise God. And I need all of Him I get. Amen. He said, what does hinder me to be baptized? Praise God, Holy Ghost of God. When a hitchhiking helper came along and expounded to him the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he got saved, Lord God, and he wanted to get in. Amen. God help us to want to get in. Amen. To want to get in. I mean, all the way, lock, stock, barrel. Sell out for God. Get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe the first thing a man will do when he gets saved is get in. Amen. Want to get in. I know it's a scary thing. Amen. Because the devil's going to fight you right out the gate. The devil's not going to, hey, he don't want you to get in and get satisfied in the Lord. He wants to try to make you if and doubt and question even whether you're saved or not. But I tell you how to defeat that devil, praise God. Just jump all the way in. Praise God, quit playing church, quit playing around with God. Amen, just get in. He said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? He said, and old Philip, he wasn't taking no chances. He had done that with old Simon the sorcerer. He said, hey, listen. He said, you can be baptized. You can get all the way in, praise God, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. Amen. You know what he said? He said, it's not a head knowledge. Amen. He said, you can know him all day long and die and go to hell. He said, but praise God if it's a heart knowledge. He said, if you believe him with all your heart, you can. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing that old hitchhiking helper was, that eunuch. Amen. He pulled up, praise God, beside him. He rode with him. Amen. The Bible says, praise God, if a man asks you, go with him. Amen. Go with him for a mile. Praise God, go with him twice. Amen. So glory to God, when somebody, some old sinners are seeking Jesus, praise God, if you need to go with them a mile, go with them a mile. If you need to go with them 2 miles, go with them 2 miles. Praise God, just stay with them. Glory be to God, till they get in. Amen. I wonder how many of us that we would have give up on. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad some old saint of God didn't give up on me. Amen. I've told you before, I remember old Miss Myrtle, my Sunday school teacher, praying for me. Amen. She prayed and prayed and prayed. I'd have a special thing going on at school, and I'd tell her about it. And before I'd leave her house, I practically lived at Miss Myrtle's. Hey, they about had to run me off as they go to bed. But I'd have a special event in my life going to take place. And she'd say, well, before you go, she'd let me pray about that thing tomorrow. Amen. And said, I tell you what, when Miss Myrtle prayed God, she rung the high prayer bells of glory. Hey, they had a community line. It was one of the old hand crank phones. I mean, and all the neighbors, in the neighborhood, the community, they had those. And son, that was a hotline. Amen. You'd hear your ring on there. You know, one ring or three rings, and that was your number. And you'd be down there at Miss Myrtle, bud, and you'd hear that ring, and it'd be hers. And she'd say, excuse me, man. She'd go over, okay, I'll do that right now. I mean, I'd pray, and she'd hang that thing up, and she'd say, hey, you just talk to Morgan a minute. She said, I've got to go in here. And boy, she'd go in there, in her little old bedroom. She'd get down there beside her bed, and glory be to God. She'd ring those prayer bells of glory. Amen. Hey, glory. She'd reach up into heaven of heaven, and she'd talk to the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. I always wondered if she was praying for some old sinner. I thought in my mind, boy, I'd hate to be. Even as a little old man, I thought, boy, I'd hate to be them. Amen. I said, oh yeah, pray for my son. He's going the wrong direction. I thought, man, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. Amen. Because I thought to myself, Miss Myrtle, praise God, she's talking to God about him. Amen. Well, hey, it was real, praise God. Amen. Old seeking sinners, praise God. When somebody, a seeking sinner needs help, we need to help them. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot more seeking sinners, praise God, than what we think. I think they're all around us today. Matter of fact, Jesus said the fields are already white to harvest. Amen. He said, but the workers are few. Amen. But old Philip, he said, if you believe with all your heart, amen, you can be baptized. The Ethiopian eunuch, he told him, say, hey, what's keeping me from getting in? Amen. See, he wanted to be saved. No, he wanted to get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, I don't want to just be saved. I want to get in. Amen. I want the Lord to use me. I want to be used of my Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. This fellow demonstrated his faith. Amen. He's been faith, number one, in the Word of God. Amen. In the baptism that follows, believing that Word. Amen. That baptism and selling out to the world and raising up newness of life for the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, praise God. He said, I want a newness. He said, I went up there to the church, sat through the services. He said, I come out empty. He said, I come out empty. I didn't get nothing. Amen. I believe he was up there in that Jewish synagogue. Amen. They was trying to preach the law, how you had to live just right and how you had to be perfect. Had to make all these sacrifices. But praise God, I want to say there was a sacrifice that was made on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, praise God. And I believe that's what old Philip told him. He said, hey, I know you know about all the laws and all the things in the synagogue, but let me tell you about a Savior, praise God, that rose above all that, glory be God, and fulfilled it all. Amen. Amen. He said, let me tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, is that him or is it some other fella? He said, praise God, that's him. Amen. He died for the sins of the world, but he didn't stay dead. He got up, praise God, victorious over death in the grave. Amen. So he said, wait a minute. He said, there's some water. He said, let me get baptized. Philip said, all right. He said, if you believe with all your heart. Amen. He said, well, you can. So they pull over there. He wants to demonstrate, praise God, what's going on. Amen. Down in his soul. Praise God. So the Bible says him and Philip. Amen. Him and Philip, that hitchhiking helper, he jumps off that chariot. He makes it stand still. Reaches to stop. Amen. Beside a little old pool there. And they jump off there, boy, and that old Ethiopian, he just run there, right off in that water. Amen. Philip run down in there behind him. Praise God. Amen. Hey, excited. Amen. Something done moved into the chariot. Praise God. Something that was bigger than both of them. It moves in there, praise God, and they go down that water. old Philip and I baptized him in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And the Bible said, hey, they come up out of there. And the Bible said that old hitchhiking helper, praise God, he, as soon as they'd come up out of the water, he's gone again. Amen. Off to the next task. Amen. He had come and done what he needed to do. Well, I wonder if we could be like that. Amen. Just looking for some seeking sinner, praise God. Lead them to Jesus, amen, and take off and go to the next one. Hunt the next one. You say, well, preacher, it don't work like that. There seems like they're far and few behind. If we was listening to God a little closer, I'd say they're probably a whole lot more and a whole lot closer to what we think. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we're willing to witness for Him, amen. What did Peter do? He was a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a soul winner. Amen. Out to do the will and bidding of the Lord. So we see this Ethiopian eunuch. He looks up, praise God. Next thing he knows, Philip's gone. Amen. He shakes his clothes off. Eases back up there toward that chariot. Boy, hey, glory be to God. I believe he has a smile from ear to ear. Amen. Praise the Lord. He got up there and that old chariot driver. He looked at him and maybe took a double take. And I ain't ever seen the boss looking like this. Amen. Praise God. Hey, little did he know he had a brand new boss, man. Amen. Glory be to God. This changed forevermore. Praise God. He went out of there and he went on his way rejoicing in the Lord. See, this hitchhiking helper, praise God, he was a witness for Jesus, praise the Lord. He showed this fellow some things that he would carry with him the rest of his life. Amen. He knew that God was needed in his heart to help him, amen, along the way. He knew that Christ was that power, that he was that answer, amen, for that emptiness that he hadn't found in the synagogue. Amen. That Jesus was that emptiness, praise the Lord. So he didn't go away empty this time. Amen. That hitchhiking helper, praise God, he had given him something he could take with him all the way to the house. Amen. And he just told him, he said, you just trust in him, praise God. Just trust in him. And he said, he's all that you need. He said, when you put your trust and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, it's all that you need. He said, you don't need nothing else. See, we're trying to find all these other things to go with Jesus. And we don't need other things, praise God. All we need is Jesus. Amen. He told the Ethiopian, he said, trust, believe in him with all your heart. Amen. He said, oh yes, I believe that he is the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Philip said, that's good enough for me. Praise the Lord. And they went down there into the water, praise God, and he come up there rejoicing. Praise God. Ain't you glad, praise, hey, some old sinner can come and they can just go from place to place to place and come up empty every time. But praise God, when they come down to the foot of the cross of Calvary, amen, and the Holy Ghost of God to deal with their heart, when they come up out of there, praise God, they come up out of there filled up. Amen. He left out that temple unchanged. But praise God, when he come up out of that water, he was changed forever. Amen. Changed before he ever went in the water. He done believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But he said, I want to follow after him. Why did he do that? Because of a hitchhiking helper. Praise God. Because Peter came alongside. And he joined himself to him. Amen. Let me tell you this, and I'm done. There's an old fellow. When I was in Bible college, they was an old preacher from Australia. And he went down there. He was a missionary. And he told me one day, he said, you know, a lot of these boys, they want to go into the mission field. They want to go out. And he said, they ain't even went into their backyard. He said, I tell you what. He said, if you ain't going to go into your backyard and your community, if you ain't went to every house in your community, he said, don't come to Australia. He said, I went to Australia, he said, for 3 years. He said, the first 3 years, he said, I never even talked to them about Jesus. He said, I just went through there and got to know them, and I began to build relationships with them. Amen. He said, they were alienated from me. They looked at you like you was a stranger. You was like an alien from outer space. He said, I had to go in there, and he said, I had to eat what they eat. He said, some of it was the grossest stuff you ever seen. He said, but it was normal to them. But he said, you know what I did? He said, I went in there, and he said, I eat what they eat. And I helped them, and I helped them build their huts. He said, I worked with them. I worked side by side. I got to know them. And then I began to, and then they began to like me. And then they began to love me. And then they began to come to a place that they was nobody going to bother me. I mean, he said, I didn't have to have bodyguards no more. He said, they would take care of me. I didn't have to worry about the others, what they might do to me. He said, then I began to tell them about Jesus. And he said, then I began to win souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, what we got to do is come alongside these people, these seeking sinners, praise the Lord, and point them to Jesus. But in order to do that, I believe what we got to do, we got to be able to show him Christ in us, that hope of glory, that they might see Christ in us and then desire what we have. Amen. Praise God. A hitchhiking helper is what we need to be. Just going from soul to soul, trying to help them, encourage them, point them the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be a witness for Jesus. Amen. Ask the Lord to help us to be that, and He will. Amen. He'll use us just exactly like He did Philip if we'll make ourselves available. Amen. Just make ourselves available.